Gospels According to Love Audio, John chapter 5, healing at Bethsaida, March 31, 2005. After Galilee, Jesus went to Jerusalem, where the Jews were preparing for a feast. In Jerusalem, by the sheep market, lies a pond, in the Hebrew tongue called Bethsaida. The pond having five pools. Around these pools lay a great multitude of sick, the blind, halt, and withered, waiting for the movement of the water. For in a certain season an angel comes into the pools and troubles the water, and whoever enters first after the troubling of the water becomes healed of their disease. A certain man that had an infirmity 38 years, when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus said to him, "Will you be made whole?" The impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I am coming, another will step down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked. Jesus did this on a Sabbath day. The Jews, seeing the man that the Jesus cured, said, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He that Jesus healed answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" The Jews then asked him, "Which man is it that said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" He that Jesus healed did not say who did it. Jesus had moved himself away, slipping through the multitude that was in that place. Afterward, Jesus found the man in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, or a worse thing will come upon you." The healed man departed and told the Jews it was Jesus who had made him whole. Therefore the Jews did persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done those things on the Sabbath day. Jesus answered them, saying, "Love my parent works here, so I too work here." Therefore the Jews sought more to kill Jesus, because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but Jesus said also that love was his parent, making himself equal with love. Jesus answered them, saying, "I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but the Son sees love do. Whatever the things love does, these also the Son does. For love loves the Son and shows the Son all things, and love will show the children greater works than these, that you will marvel. Love raises up the dead and quickens them. Even so the Son also quickens whom he may. For love judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son, even as they honor love. Those who do not honor the Son do not honor love that has sent the Son. I say to you, those that hear my words and believe in the love that sent me, having everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but will be passed from death to life. I say to you that the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead hear the voice of the Son of Love. Those who hear shall live. Love has life in itself. So love has given life to the children to have life in themselves. Also, love has given the Son authority to execute judgment, because he is also the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of love, and they shall come forth. They who have loved to the resurrection of life, they who have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. Of my own self, I am capable of nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of love that sent me. If I bear witness of myself, and my witness is not true, there is another that bears witness of me. I know that the witness of love is true. You sent John, and he bore witness of the truth. He who cried in the wilderness is a burning, shining love, and you were for a season willing to rejoice in his love. I have a greater witness than John, for the works that love has given me bear witness that love has sent me. Love itself has borne witness of me, and you have neither heard love's voice or seen love's shape, because you do not believe whom love has sent. You have not seen love's word abiding in you, for those whom love has sent, them you do not believe. You search the scriptures, hoping to find eternal life. These scriptures testify of me, yet you will not come to me that you have life. I do not receive the honor of humanity, because I know you. You do not have love's love in your hearts. I, Christ, come in love, and you do not receive me. And if another shall come in their own name, they you will receive. How can you believe those that receive honor one from the other, and seek not the honor that comes from love only? Do not think that I will accuse you to get you to love. There is one that accuses you already, Moses, in whom you trust. If you do not really believe Moses' writings, how shall you believe love's word? Chapter 5, Gospels According to Love. John chapter 5, Gospels According to Love, audio, March 31, 2005.